Okay, Shabbat Tov. That's holding Erev Yom Kippur. There's a minute of Kaparos. So I wanted to discuss this issue. If you see on the screen, the first Makor is a tshuva from the Gaonim. The minhag of Kaparos is a very ancient minhag. It certainly existed in the time of the Gaonim. It might have been already in the time of the Gemara. And the Gaonim had a debate whether this is a good minhag or bad minhag, and that continued through the Rishonim. Even though today it's a very much accepted minhag, but the Tshuvos HaGaonim, Shari Tshuva, which is essentially a collection of Tshuvos, the Shari Tshuva is a name of the famous Musar Sefer of Rabbeinu Yonah. Tshuva there means repenting. Tshuva also means Tshuvos. So somebody collected the Tshuvos of the Gaonim and they called the Sefer Shari Tshuva. So in that collection, Simon Reish Tzadi Tes, there's a Tshuva from Mar Sheshnagon. First makor on the sheet, Rasheshnagon Shaaltem Hai Shanu Regim Lishkot Erev Yom Kippur Terni Golim Ve'Einanu Yodim Minag Ze Lama. What's the source of this minag? Imishum Tmura, Ma'ishna Tarnigol Mi Behema V'Chaya. So maybe the reason for this minag is Tmura. On some level, we shecht the bird instead of ourselves. And then the question is, why a bird? You could also shecht a cow. It's practical. Everybody has a chicken. If you don't have to go buy eggs, you have a chicken at home. Once upon a time, that's what people had, and not so long ago. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there was a big shortage of eggs last Pesach because of the coronavirus. So people actually in my neighborhood bought chickens. Apparently, I mean, you need a chatzer, but if you have the ability, you can have a chicken at home. So it's common. So you can use other animals as well. It doesn't have to be a chicken. Why is it best to use a chicken or a rooster? Kra gavra dvei Rav Shila Amri kra tarnigola. The word gaver both refers to a rooster crowing and to a person, a gaver, a person. So you shecht a bird instead of a person. It's a tamura. So if the bird is called a gaver and the person is called a gaver, so that's a good replacement. V'tanya kvasei Rav Shila hayotzi kodem kriyas gaver v'dama b'rosho v'kemen sheshmo. Gaver, Tmuras Gaver, Bilvad. Excellent. I see you have a chat over here. Let me see if I can pick it up. What's the chat? Okay. Beseder, thank you. The first understanding is that we have over here a minhag of shechting a tarnigol in place of a person. And there were many Mefarshim who didn't feel comfortable with this idea. What does it mean? You're shechting a bird instead of a person? Does that really work that way? The Be'er Sheva, one of the Achronim, has a long teshuva where he rejects this idea. He says it can't be. But there were Achronim who tried to justify this and explain it. So, for example, the Pnei Yeshua, source number three, writes, "V'karim furish b'zohar." He quoted a Zohar. I couldn't track it down, but apparently the Zohar says this idea. Shalakach nohagin ha'olam likach tarnigol ve'erev Yom Kippur le'kapara. V'im kein yimrus b'zeh inyan k'mo shehaya be'el shel Yitzchak shenikrav tmuraso kein nasa la v'kalahavi. So we just like Yitzchak wasn't nikrav, but an animal was nikrav instead. So too, if we're deserving of death, we shecht the tarnigol. And thereby, we are able to achieve kapara through the shechita. And the Marivayel earlier also explains in this along the same lines that kaparas mishum di nigzar misa la adam kishibita la gazera tzarek litin malach hamavis kofro. A little different idea. It's not a tmura for yourself, but it's some type of matana to the malach hamavis. Malach hamavis is supposed to kill us, so he can't just go home empty-handed. So we give him a dead bird instead. Again, same idea of El Shel Yitzchak. The Marivayel claims that all karbonos are on some level a kapara for us, that we are able to to achieve kapara through being shechting the animal instead of us. Again, he's connecting it to some type of kofar to the Malach HaMavis. It sounds a little bit like the Ramban's understanding of Siri LaZazel, that you're giving a kofar to the Sitra Achra, or here to the Malach HaMavis. He connects that to Korbanos. But either way, this is some form of Tmura. Some form of Tmura. I should mention that this idea is already found in the Gemara, according to Rashi, who quotes the Gaonim. Source number two, the Gemara in Shabbos speaks about the halacha of kotzer, that if you have some type of plant and you lift it from the ground, so in violation of kotzer. So the plant is called a parfisa. So Rashi there in Shabbos, Pei Aleph Amabez, explains what is a parfisa. It's knock of Shazarabo. It's a little plant that has a hole in it, a hole at the bottom of the pot that you plant. Uvachuvas a gaoni mitzasi, sh'osin cholsos mi kapos tamarim, malim as an offer of a zevel. You put fertilizer and dirt in these little kalim from the tamarim. The esrim v'shtayim v'chamisha asar yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, osin kol echad v'echad l'shem kol katam v'ketanash v'vais. You plant these plants 2-3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. V'zorim v'el tochan pul ha-mitzri or kidneys, kind of like what the kids bring home before Tu B'Shvat, these little, types of kidneys that you put in with a little cotton or their little dirt, it starts growing. You have a little plant in the early stages of its growth. The Korin lo for Sifia, for Fisa, rather. The Tzomeach of Erev Rosh Hashanah, his minog was Erev Rosh Hashanah, not Erev Kippur. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, notol kol echad shelo, u'machzir svivos rosho, shiva pa'amim. You take the plant and you put it over the child's head 7 times. Omer zetach azeh, zechalifasi, zetimurasi, umashlicho lenohar. Here you have a minhag that somehow links our practice of tashlich, of throwing things into the river, throwing the sins into the river, to the minhag of kaparos. It was done on Erev Rosh Hashanah with plants. I guess the vegans are happy. You're not hurting, any animals. And you have this idea of kapara dafka for ketanim. So this is something in a different tshuva from the Gaonim that Rashi points out, but what's interesting is that the Gaonim are interpreting this in the Gemara. So you have already understanding from the Gaonim, this is an ancient minhag, it's a minhag already mentioned in the Gemara. There's another tshuva of the Gaonim, which I didn't have room on the sheet to put in, but in the Ginzei Shechter, the Gaonim interpret the Gemara in Kesubas, Tafheim and Aleph, that speaks about Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Sheni B'Shabbos, like this year. Yom Kippur falls out on Monday. Yidoche Gezerah Shema Yishka Benof. There's a discussion of Yidoche Gezerah Shema Yishka Benof. The question there is that are you worried about people preparing their meal for Yontif? For they have soon enough seconds, not so much time. You didn't have frozen chickens in the freezer. You had to shech the chicken. The way the Gaonim understand that is the Gezerah Shema Yishka Benof is that people are going to get involved in kaparos already on Shabbos. They might shech their kaparos on Shabbos. So again, you have a Gaonim understanding in the Gemara, this minhag already existed. So this is an ancient minhag, certainly from the time of the Gaonim, maybe already from the time of the Gemara. And one understanding, the main understanding, I guess, is that it's some type of tmura, zeh chalifasi, zeh tmurasi. And like I said, some had difficulty with that, and others tried to justify it. But there is another approach to understanding kaparos. Questions, comments? Okay. The second approach I want to present is that this is essentially a way of giving tzedakah. If you look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah of Tezaino Beis, the fifth marker on the sheet, Va'amar of Yitzchak arba dvarim makarin gezar dino shel adam, there are 4 ways to better your gezar din, ve'elu hein, tzedakah, the first one is tzedakah, so we know that tshuva and tefillah and tzedakah are ways to, from the tefillah of Nisan Tokef, are ways to better our gezar din. Maybe this whole experience is really just essentially a way of giving tzedakah. And there is a tshuva of Naturnaigon who points out that the minhag is to give the bird to the poor. Look at source number 6. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah gets to the third date. We had Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now we have a different minhag of on Rosh Hashanah itself. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah Shochatin Tarnigolin Kol Echad VeEchad Sheva Bayis. They would check for every person. We'll get to that back to that later. Umachzirin Osan V'Chayein Al Kol Echad VeEchad Min Bnei Bayis. Omin Zetach Zeh Zechilu Zeh Zebishvul Zeh Zemochul Zeh Zayosel Misa Tikanes Osa Ata Ploni Bar Ploni L'Chayim V'Losamus. So here it sounds very much chalipin, you know, tamura oriented. We're trying to somehow get kapara. V'sholkin oso machalkin oso laniim. After you shechtu, you give it to the poor. V'omrim yehei ze kofer shalanu v'yalinu kapara. So from the tshuva of Naturai Gaon, it doesn't sound like the tzedakah is the main point. Tzedakah seems to be almost like an afterthought. The point is, zeh tacha zeh, zeh chilov zeh. And then what do you do with it? So you have a lot of chickens, so give it to the poor. It is interesting, though, that he writes at the end, v'omrim yeheh zeh kofer shalanu, v'yu aleinu kapara. Maybe that's significant. And the tour, it brings down, again, this whole minhag. And then he writes, v'regilin laseisu la'anim, we're generally give it to poor people. So there too, the language doesn't seem to be so telling. It sounds like kapara is really an afterthought. There were those who disagreed, who thought the Torah is telling you, no, the whole point is giving tzedakah, and the whole point is kapara through tzedakah. But it doesn't sound like that. If you look at the Torah basically quotes the same idea from Rav Naturai Gaon, that regiling laseis lanim, it doesn't say you have to. It sounds like that's what you do. It doesn't sound like that's the main point. But there is a tshuva of the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef was an Achron. I think he lived in Turkey, if I'm not mistaken. He had a Talmud who was infamous. His Talmud was Shabtai Tzvi. And he actually put his Talmud in Cherem. It didn't work very well because his Talmud was very successful in his movement. But the Rosh Yosef writes that in his area, the minhag was to do kaparos without the whole tekes of zeh chalifasi, zeh tmurasi. The minhag was in Erev Yom Kippur to shech the bird and to give it to the poor people. So if you look at source number 8, lasos tzedakah, what's the point? The point is to give tzedakah, sheyochlo aniyim v'chazinan b'harvi mekomo sh'adayin nohagin minhag zeh, ela she'ein osim kol seder shevi atur, ela shochtin v'sholchin osam la'aniyim. The Rosh Yosef says that they don't say the whole nusach, they only give it to the aniyim. 5 was asking the Rosh Yosef. There was a Rosh Yosef who authored the Prima Gadim. This is a different Rosh Yosef. This is a Tshuvas Rav Yosef. The Rosh Yosef you're referring to is Kedusha Manshas. He has an Chulin and a number of other Masechtas. This is Rav Yosef Askupa. Like I said, he was an important Achron who happened to also have been the Rebbe of Shabtai Tzvi. So this understanding is that really the point of Kaparos is really a way of giving tzedakah. Then, of course, the question is, why don't you just give tzedakah? So it could be, it was more useful for the aniyim to get a chicken shechted. If you just give him money, he has to go buy it, schlep, and he has to go prepare it. You're giving him a ready chicken. He now can just put it in the oven and, eat it. It might be easier for him. Or if you want to somehow link the tzedim, and start, you might say that you, by seeing the animal, get killed, it's more a tshuva. And then you're already, complaining the different tzedim, because I think that might be the third understanding. The third understanding I want to present is that of the Meiri. The Meiri had a hard time with this minhag. The Meiri is a rationalist, and a lot of the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim were, the Ramban was against the minhag, and the Rashba, they were Mekubalim, but certainly rationalists have a harder time with these types of things. And the Meiri in the Chibur Tshuva tries to explain this minhag. It was very prevalent, and he tries to justify it, even though he wasn't so into it. Well, the Daiti, says the Meiri, Ratzu lomar v'zeh she'ena kavana v'minag rak l'hayer leif ha'adam, l'harido lios marias atzmo ki'ilu hu v'nei beso mechuyavim l'shem mitzad avonosov. Meaning the point of the minhag is to everybody should realize that this is serious business. Yom Kippur is coming. We have to tshuva. If we don't, we're going to be dead like the chicken is dead. It's a way of, being ma'orer yourself to tshuva. Shim yashuv l'Hashem b'chol libo, yafach Hashem eila v'saklal l'vracha. If we do tshuva, we have a way out. V'yikra gazardino, v'tachlis tshuvaso. V'ushiyem michlal ha'minhag ha'yosam samuch la marvi mitztaka l'shloch manos l'avyonim. Im v'tarnigolim. He said, that's why the minhag developed, to give. It's not just a shecht. It's to shecht and to give tzedakah. Ha'em ish k'masan yado, v'al zeh atzad tiknevo l'fidaiti psukim. Yoru wazeh. The minhag, if you open up a siddur, or a machzor, is that you say certain psukim. V'yitzaku l'Hashem b'tzar lahem, mutzukotehem yatzileim. Yishlach tevara v'yarpeim. Psukim from Tilim, and psukim from Iyov, and other psukim that emphasize the ability for a person to do tshuva and to be saved, etc. Psukim acherin yoru al dimyo and zosa kavana. V'haisa kavanasam b'kriyas apsukim elu shelo yitu l'damos hayos ha'inin derech nachash chalila. This is not some type of magic that you just shech the bird and then you get kapara. No, we're trying to do tshuva here, and that's why the psukim speak about doing tshuva. Kimo shekasavti v'inyan karkast v'lamatzati b'divrei rishonim inyan dom elze yoru gamkein hayos ikara minag l'zchor v'lios hachai nosa in libo inyanim v'yavo li de'yiras Hashem. Says the Meiri, B'shem Ha'onim, the Ikar Minig is not with a Tarnigol like we saw earlier, but rather with an Ayil. Why? It was just, you know, easier. Imagine trying to take an Ayil. You have a big family, you have to get 10 Eilim. It's easier to find chickens. It's just more convenient. Or because we said before that it's called a gover, etc. About Ikra Minag, says that I'm skipping a line. Shiva Ayil, why? Al Shem She'er Le Yitzchak Avinu. We're all like Yitzchak Avinu. We should feel ourselves like Yitzchak, that we, you know, are going to be on the Mizbeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us through our tshuva, and we are makriv something instead. Shai Ratzon Hashem, I'll see the chat 1 second. She Hashem Latzilo Lamido Ayil Tachtav. Is Kiru Bezeh Inyan HaKeda. It's supposed to remind us that HaKeda is Yitzchak. Shanu Mechuvanim Lezel Zachra Tami Be'ela Yomim. We should realize that just like Yitzchak Avinu and Avraham Avinu had tremendous Avas Hashem, so too we should have Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Yiraso at Heichan Magaz Kamosha Kfar Kadam Kedoma Be'el Hadrachim Roy Lahavin Chazikim Mina Miyitain Vayal Levam Zel Yirat Hashem Nechbad Menora Lakachat Ani Mehagim Miderech Haneos Mavukash Lo Derech Bilti Mechuvan Lo Derech Mitzvah Mulumadah. So the Miri says we shouldn't Chas Shalom look at this Minag like Derech Nachash. He's rejecting the idea of tmura, but rather it's to invoke the feelings of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, like Acheres Yitzchak. So this is really a third understanding. Let me see if I can pull up the chat. Yoni, is the korban replacement distinctly conceptually from the tzedakah kapara? Oh. Okay, so you're making a very important point, and Fivel seems like the same achlokas, but Karbonos would have liked Kaparas. Yeah, okay, so these are two similar points, really. It could be that there isn't a machlokas. These are three different sides of the same coin. I don't know if there are three sides of the coin. Three different sides of the same issue. That on one hand, it's a tmura, and it's a way of doing tztaka, and it's a way of being orer ourselves to tshuva. It's going to be hard to find nafkaminas if that's the case, because they're not mutually exclusive. I would like to present them as three different ideas, although I'm totally modeh that, you know, a korban is also a way of potentially getting seeing the animal die, like the Raman writes, and being more tshuva. It's also a way of some type of chalipin. You know, I don't know if it's really stuck by a korban, but here certainly there's a stuck aspect to it. But I want to pretend, you know, I think it's possible that, or even if all these three elements exist, what's the primary element? Let's put it that way, make it a little less sharp. It could be all these elements exist. Although I do think that the Meiri was really against the idea of tmura. There were Rishonim and Achronim who felt very uncomfortable with the idea of a tmura. What do you mean? You shech the animal instead of meat? It doesn't work that way. It's possible that there are Farshim who see them all three as being explanations for it, not mutually exclusive. I think there are those who were against the first understanding. And the second understanding of tztaka could be an afterthought. It doesn't mean it's a primary, you know, focus of kaparos. You know, the minhag is regilim lasei tzlanim, but that's not really what you have to do. Let's say there are no anim in the area. You still do kaparos. You're by yourself. You're in bidud. You can't give your tarnigol to anybody. So you shecht it, you know, in your room. I don't know if you know to shecht, but if you know, still, there's anything to do with it. Even if you're in bidud, it's the coronavirus. You can't give the kaparos to anybody. Still, you should do it. You should still do it. So again, I want to present these three different understandings with their awareness that it could be there is some chafifa between them. So the first afkamina, which I didn't even put on the sheet, is really what is the primary focus. You know, I mentioned before that in our text, in our machzor, you have the zeta chazeh aspect, and then you have these psukim that speak about tshuva, and then you have the tztaka that if you're doing it with money, many people today do with money, so give the money, or if you do it with birds, today there's so many people giving birth, Danim don't have, you know, enough freezer space for all the birds. So usually people are opposed to the birds. They give the 25 shekel that it costs them to buy the bird to the Anim. So what's the primary aspect of this this experience? So according to the Rosh Yosef, really the point is to give the tzedakah, and you can do away with the rest. That's what he writes, right? We don't bring the whole thing, we just give tzedakah. For the Meiri, the primary focus is the psukim of tshuva, recognizing that, you know, we could do tshuva and Akash Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs and this is for real, and we have to do tshuva in order that we don't end up like the dead bird. And if you think that the ikar is the zeh tachazeh, so you'll focus on that. Again, it's hard to know how that works exactly, but some type of chalipin, some type of tmura, for our averas. The next nafkamina, again, I didn't put on the sheet because it's pretty mufurish, and what we saw already is, what do you do? What do you use? So if it's a chalipin, so like the first shaila here in the Tshuva Sagaonim said, use a tarnigol, because the tarnigol is mufchar, sheshmo gaver, right? We want to have a proper chalipin. A tarnigol is called a gaver, a person's called a gaver. Use a tarnigol. The Meiri says that they used the tarnigol only because it was more convenient. But the primary minhag is to use an ayil to remind us of a Kedis Yitzchak. It's to invoke feelings of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Tshuva. Really use an ayil. That's the ideal. And for the Rosh Yosef, I would think that, you know, give tzedakah. If it happens to be, maybe in his time, it was more convenient for them to get a chicken than to get money, because they would have to go buy a chicken. For us, you know, if you give the person money, it's probably easier. He can go to the store and buy whatever he wants. He doesn't have to, you know, have a, you know, raw chicken. That's less convenient. So that could be an afkamina potentially. In terms of the afkaminas I have in the sheet here, questions, comments? Okay. In terms of the afkaminas on the sheet, I have over here the question of doing kaparos shalom bifnei mischaper, or shalom idaito shalom mischaper. Meaning, what would the halacha be if, you know, I woke up on Erev Yom Kippur, and, you know, I call my father up to wish him a good yontif, and he says, you know, I did kaparos for you this morning. I said, oh, great, wonderful, thank you so much, I really appreciate that. Does that work? I didn't even know about it. Or let's say you do know about it. I can ask somebody, you know, I'm very queasy around blood, so I ask somebody to go do kaparos for me. I don't want to have to see the whole thing. You know, you'll do it for me. So Reb Henkin has a line in his Edus Yisrael. He discusses the question of Shalom b'fnei hamischaper, the first question. Yochel lomar zeh kaparos ploni b'ploni, afilu shalom b'fanav. You don't have to be there. You don't have to see it. And the second question of Shalom Idaito, let somebody does it without even my knowledge. Somebody says, I did you a favor, I did kaparas for you. You know, does that work? I didn't see that discussed explicitly, but both these questions could be raised. And the Chora, they're totally on this Chakira, again, if we assume there really are separate statim. Namely, if it's a question of, like the Meiri, of seeing the animal getting killed and being ordered for tshuva, it would make sense you should see it. You know, you have to see it to experience it. If it's a question of tzedakah, so l'chora, I can give tzedakah on behalf of somebody. You know, Menashe Yichya Bini, I can give tzedakah on behalf of somebody who doesn't know about it. I give tzedakah in his chus. That l'chora works. So I can give two kaparas for somebody else. He doesn't have to be there. He doesn't have to know about it. If it's chalipin, again, I don't know how it works by chalipin. If you have to know, you don't have to know. It's a little hard to define that. It's sad. So that was one. Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure by the Meiri. I would think that the idea is to see it. You know, the Ramban writes in Chumash that when you see the Shechita, it shakes you up and you do tshuva. So if it's about, you know, Meiri says a few different things. He speaks about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and he also speaks about tshuva. The psukim is there for tshuva, but he said the real idea is Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So do you have to see it? I don't know. My idea is that seeing it is a versatile experience that would, you know, really enhance your ability to do tshuva, to be waken up. But I'm not 100% sure. It's an interesting question. Another nafkamina, shechita nifredas avur kol mischaper. Do you need to have everybody have their own bird, or you can have one bird for the whole family. As if you look earlier on the sheet, the Trigon, source number six, he says the minhag was Shochtin al kol echad. They would have a separate tarnigol for every member of the family. But the halacha, the Magen Avraham, brings a machlokas about this. He says here, he's talking about a woman who's pregnant. We'll see in a minute that they would have, the minhag was to also shecht for the fetus. So, okay. And he says here, two people can take one bird. Two separate people can use one bird. The Ari thought that a pregnant woman should take three birds. One bird for herself and two birds for the fetus. Why for the two birds for the fetus? Because maybe it's a female, maybe it's a male. So you want a female bird and a male bird. Okay, I guess Menachos is twins. You'd have to have, a lot more. But okay. But if you look at Eliezuta, he also says, Onir li limso smacht ain shnayim. You need two separate birds for two separate people. Like Dugmas korban, hulacha para bain. It's for a kapara, the kaimalan, the ain shnayim bevin korban echad shalchova. Korban chova, there's no shutvas by korban chova. So the Eliezuta, what's he saying? He's saying this is like a korban. I think that means he's saying this is essentially a tachlif for you. So if you need a tachlif for yourself, every person needs a separate tachlif. Whereas if it's more about giving tzedakah, so it could be everybody should give tzedakah. You shecht one bird, and you should give tzedakah. Maybe you should give a lot more tzedakah for each person to give the value. And likewise, if it's about you order a person to tshuva, so one shechita is enough. Everybody sees the shechita. Everybody's shaken up. I don't know if you ever see the shechita I have. It was a traumatic experience. You see shechita, it's very, very traumatic. So you see shechita, you do tshuva. And it wouldn't be necessary to have a bird per person. Another nafkamina I alluded to a minute ago, do you have to shecht a bird for every adult, for every child? What about the fetus? So Rashi, earlier on, that I quoted the second source in the sheet, Rashi speaks about planting, these little plants. For kol katan v'ketana shabayis, their minhag was to dafka give it to do kaparis for children. Apparently, children, the sakana of children dying was a very real sakana. It was before vaccines and the like, so they would have a minhag of kaparis for children. So the children have to do. Why do children have to do tshuva? Children have no eiros. If you look at the Tanya Rabasi, he says minhagim Kol bal habayis tani gol echad. The minhag was one per family, one per family. And the Shabbat Leket also speaks about kol echad ve'echad shabayis. Not unclear if it refers to children or only to adults, presumably even the children. And I said before, the Rama Paskins, even for the uber, the pregnant woman should shecht another bird for the uber. So if this is about invoking tshuva, it's hard to understand why the uber has to do tshuva. And even children, the child who's 2 years old, it doesn't seem to be so relevant. If it's a question of a chalipin, so maybe you need to, if the, again, this is a little complicated because the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, that sometimes children are punished for the sins of their parents. So it could be that even for tshuva, you might say that you would want to shecht per child because the parents have to tshuva for the sins of their children. Sorry, the children, chas v'shalom, can be punished for the sins of the parents. But potentially, what I'm arguing is if it's within tshuva, l'chora, it doesn't have to be for the children. If it's within chalipin, maybe yes. And if it's tzedakah, so again, probably not, unless you assume that you have to give tzedakah on behalf of the children, so they shouldn't be punished for your averus. But like here, this is a little bit of sticky nafkamina because the tzedakim kind of get intertwined. Another nafkamina. What's the halacha if you shechted the bird and the shechita went bad? It was a nevela. Your hand was shaky. You passed the shechita. Or let's say you shechted the kedin, but after the shechita you found that there was a trefa. You said there was a trefa in the bird. It wasn't kosher. So there's a shaila in the Knafra Nana of Landau, one of the Achronim. So he was asked this question. The Shoal thinks it's treif, it's pasul, and he wants to say that it's kosher. You can also mechalek. You can say that if nisnabla, you know, you never even did the shechita. Whereas if there's a treifa after, it's okay. I think he's dealing with treifas, if I'm mistaken. So let's deal with these questions separately. So if it's a question of shechting an animal to invoke tshuva, so who cares if the animal's treif? Who cares if you messed up the shechita and it's a nevela? You saw an animal die, you'll do tshuva. If it's chalipin, that you want to somehow have some type of chalipin for yourself, so especially if it's similar to a korban, you could argue a korban is possible, but it's nabla, or if it's a treifa. So maybe you would have to, you know, do another one. And again, if it's daka, it's not useful for the ani to give a bird that's treif. If you give the money instead, the value, maybe that would be enough, but potentially. But these are discussions in the chronim. I think the minhag is to assume that the treifa is kasher, meaning not kasher to eat. It's kasher for the minhag. You yotzi the minhag, even if the animal is a treifa. I think the stavla, I think the, if I remember correctly, if people do it, do another. There are some indications in the poskim that there's some correlation between kaparos and korbanos. So, for example, the Rama brings down kaparos miyad achar alav. You should do the tekes of zetach hazeh, and right away do the shechita. V'samach yad of alav dumus korban. You should put your hand on the bird like a korban, just like a smicha. And some of the Achronim were very upset with this. The Taz says, well, it looks like you're being shechting kachi machutz. Don't do that. But that was the minhag that Rama brings down. And then there's a question in the Siach Yitzchak of Yitzchak Weiss, who was killed by the Nazis. He discusses the question of taking a bird that is missing an eye. So he says, it's not appropriate to take a bird that's missing an eye, because that wouldn't be a kasher korban.
Kapa or nismes eno or nikta raglo also legabe misbech. For ein beramah shetanigol kapara dugas korban. Among the Avraham and the Rabbah nechelku my high time my imshtaim imshaim likach kapara achas meila nira shalol lekachta. So the Siach Yitzchak says don't take an animal that has a mum because it wouldn't be a kasher korban. Again, the Ramah, the Siach Yitzchak, they're all pointing to this idea that this is somehow a chalipin. So you're giving some type of quasi korban instead of you. Therefore, you should do smicha, and you shouldn't have, you know, a mum. And if you look in the Leket Yosher, v'nashim ostrei chayunim noyim milikach kaparos mekutzarim meknafayim wazanav. Don't take a bird that's a little deformed. Why? L'fidaiti shamati ham hakriveu na l'pichasecha. Just like you shouldn't bring a korban that is deformed, you shouldn't take a bird that's deformed. And some of the Achronim say you should do it daka by day, not at night. Because if you do it at night, the korban is possible. It has to be by day. All these understandings in the Achronim of whether, you know, that compare it to a korban, I think fit better with the idea that it's a chalifin, it's a tmura. If it's more a question of just order yourself to tshuva because you see an animal die, or it's daka, these wouldn't really be relevant. I mentioned before the question of nisnabla, or the animal being a treifa. So I saw, I think the Avinezer says that if you shech the bird and then it becomes, you see it's treif, so it's okay. Because he says, Barei Hashem Chelo, which is a fascinating idea. Barei Hashem Chelo is brought down in context of you know, a Kohen who was found to be a Cholo. It was Eshel Avram. The Eshel Avram says, Logara Misigna Barei Hashem Chelo. The cave in the Savar Shakahogan have like Ilu Haya Mamish Karai. So, which is interesting because in classic Korbanas, you wouldn't say that. A Korban that's treif is possible. Baruch Hashem Chelo is using a Korban Halacha, that's a Halacha of a Kohen who found out it was a Chalal. Baruch Hashem Chelo, Paul Yadav Tirtze. So, the Kohen that thought it was a Kohen, the Korban is still Kasher. So, it's also an interesting idea. Anyway, the other details here, should you bring a zachar for a zachar and a nekeva for a nekeva? Do you have to have a rooster for a male and a chicken for a female? So the Rama brings that down. That fits well with the idea of chalifin. If you look at the Marivai, source number 21, Yachshav liba shu chayev misa kamo zeh. Hainu tamo karbonos, zor kol haaretz, kein skila, shochto, hereg, tovso, biyado, bitzavar, behema, hainu chenek, sorfo, hainu srefa. Sorfo, I think, means cooking it. When you cook that bird, you should think of strafe, which of course isn't the classic strafe. A strafe in the Dalet Misos is they would actually pour hot lead in the person's mouth, but here he's assuming strafe also means like burning. So again, the Ramah was speaking about a zachar for a zachar and a keva for a keva. That seems to fit with the idea of tmura. This Marivayil, you know,
seems, I think, more like the Meiri, that you see it happening and it's more you for tshuva. So, like I said, these ideas could be not mutually exclusive. It could be that we're also trying to do tshuva, we're also trying to have something of chalifin, and we're also trying to give tzedakah. But like I said, I think that you could understand them as separate stadim, and indeed there were mufarshim who did so. So, for example, if you look here in source number 23, the Rashba was very against this minhag. The Ramban, his Rebbe, was also against this minhag. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do this minhag. It's not so well known. The Shulchan Aruch writes you shouldn't do this minhag, but the minhag is to do it. In fact, in the original printing of the Shulchan Aruch, the koteret on the simin that deals with kaparos is that you shouldn't do this minhag shtus. That's what the koteret said. And the printer, it was subsequently changed, and there's a whole machlokes that the Beis Yosef actually write the koteret. Some say, no, he never chas shalom. He said you shouldn't do it. He didn't say it was a minhag shtus. He just said you shouldn't do it. And others say, no, the Beis Yosef thought it was mamish, it's a minhag shtus, and you shouldn't do it. You know, meaning, how against was he? He just said you shouldn't do it? Or he thought it was like, you know, usher to do, is it Darchei Amori? So if you look here at Tshuva, the Rashba writes, Ani matzasi minhag zeh pashut beireinu. The Rashba found this minhag. She was shochting tarnigol zakin la kapara al nara yoled v'chotchin roshu v'tolin v'rosh b'tzaso b'pesach habayis im shumin. So it's a little more elaborate. They would shecht a old rooster, and they would hang the head with garlic on the front of the house. V'havalim harbe. He saw many of these foolish minhagim. Sheniru be'enai kedarchei amori. They seem to be aser, darchei amori, alav. You know, chukozakum. V'dachakti azaharbe, he pushed very hard. V'chesed elyon ishmu dvarai. So it's not easy for a rabbi to change minhagim. The Rashi says he changed the minhag. And like I said, the Ramban was against this minhag. The Radbaz has an interesting, I see a comment here. Yeah, let me see if we can pull it up. Yeah, I'm not sure what the garlic, where the garlic comes from. It's interesting. Huh?
Against the whole garlic part of the door thing.
No, it was against kaparos. I mean, this is how their minhag of kaparos was at that point. You can look at the tshuva. He was against the minhag of kaparos. The Radbaz tries to justify. He says, well, it's true it's a strange minhag, and maybe it's problematic, but if you give the chicken to an ani, then it's okay. It says, "Val inin shchita satarni golim." Source number 24. Erev Yom Kippurim, the kapara on arim haolam nagu b'zeheter. Aval Rashba aser. The Rashba says it's aser. Mistabrili shim nosin tarni golim laniim shafilu harav mode. He says the Rashba would imode that if you give the tarni gol to poor people, then shim motor. She ain't zebishu darchei mori. V'dami lohad tanya selu selu tztaka kadei shiyechev vini. Well, there is b'chol chacham yador misha miche v'davar. So the minhag at the time of the Radbaz was already very much accepted. This is going back a few hundred years. And he wants to say that even the Rashi would imode. I'm not so sure if that's true. If you think that's Darchei Amori, so you want to give tzedakah, you give tzedakah. The whole issue that he had difficulty with zeh tachazeh, zeh chalifasi, zeh timurasi, that was his problem. So if you want to follow the minhag the way Rosh Yosef presents it, to check a bird and give tzedakah, matov, it's good to give tzedakah. The issue is, can you say zeh tachazeh, zeh chalifasi, zeh timurasi, etc.? But today, you know, some of the Achronim were against the minhag for practical reasons. The Chayyadim writes that it's very hard for the Shochtim. They have so many birds, and there's not enough time. And everybody tries to do it on Erev Yom Kippur, even though you really could do it earlier. So it's better just to use money, because you end up eating treif, because the Shochet won't have enough time to do the Shechita properly. He'll be too pressured, etc. So he's against it for more practical reasons. He's not against the minhag. He just says use money instead of chickens. Most of us growing up in America, you know, didn't even have money to use chickens unless you live in Borough Park. You know, most people, it's not really relevant. Here in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people use chickens. If I remember correctly, I heard that Rav Chaim didn't do kaparos. He was against it. But the Brisker Rav, his son, did. And all the briskers in Yerushalayim do kaparos with chickens, which is interesting because it's very rare for the briskers to change the minhag. They're very, very traditional in terms of following, you know, Beis Harav. So it seems like that, you know, basically, no matter who you are, in our day and age, it's hard to find people who are, you know, diehard against the minhag. Some people do it with birds, other people do it with money. Again, there are some people who don't do it. I'm not sure if they're mamish against the mishum. They're choshish of Darkei Amori. It's hard to know if it's really Darkei Amori if the Amoraim don't do it anymore. Meaning, well, what is Darkei Amori? This whole discussion, you know, can new things become aser mishum Darkei Amori? Or only if the only things that were once aser or remain aser. And let's say they even once were aser, but now no Amoraim exists anymore. Nobody does this. It's not a minhag of the Goyim anymore. So if it's not, somebody told me in Washington Heights, there are some people who shek things. I'm not so familiar, but somebody told me there's a group of Goyim who are shechting things, and that could also be connected. I'm not so familiar. There's a question. Haraz? Okay. So just to summarize, I presented here three understandings to what the source for this minhag is. It's the ancient minhag of the time of the Gaonim, maybe you already mentioned in the Gemara, according to some understanding, the Gaonim of shechting a bird, either an Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, what are we really driving at? Three understandings. Either this is some type of tmura, zechalifasi, zetmurasi, or it's essentially a way of giving tztaka, or it's a way of inducing a person, or a person to tshuva, through seeing the shechita, and then maybe we're more connected to Kedis Yitzchak, the idea of tmura, that Yitzchak wasn't shechted, but an ayal was given in his stead, so too, we should have an ayal, and it's just too hard to have an ayal, so we have a tarnigol, etc. And I discussed a couple of nafkaminas to that question. I just want to conclude with a piece in the Shemi Shmuel. Look here on the bottom of the sheet. And this is the Saka Shavu Revi. He writes, Hine inyan ha-kaparos, yidugma soir ha-mishtalech. He compares it to soir ha-mishtalech. This idea is found in the postgame. The Levush has this idea. It compares it to soir ha-mishtalech. Akimur of Svarim, uvatvila shakodim ha-kaparos. Yesh lahavin, it's interesting, Sari Mishaleach is actually, according to Raman, a form of a korban to the Sitra Achra. That we don't want the Sitra Achra to get involved when we dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, so we give a korban to him and leave him alone. There you're sending it to the Midbar, to the Seirim. Here, you're eating it, so it's a little hard to see that Sushchal. It's not so obvious why it would be similar to Sari Mishaleach. You're not Mishaleach it anywhere. But anyway, he writes here, why is it, says the Shemi Shmuel, that we want to act this out? Why don't we act the other korbanos out? The Gemara says in Megillah that the schos korbanos, the world is miskayim. So Avram says, if there are no korbanos, how is the world going to sustain itself? Hashem told Avram, the idea of saying korbanos is something that we usually rush through, if at all, in the morning. It's very critical. It's very critical. Why? Saying korbanos is a virtual akrava. Neshama parim svaseinu, it's a virtual akrava. So that's very nice for the korbanos. We read the psukim, and it's as if we're makriv the korban. Sheksiv lo yagur ra, lo yagarucha ra, ve'ein sham inyan l'sitra achra, ve'ozot l'klal. Kenem tzrichim l'foel dimyoni l'sari mishalech. Says the Hashem Yeshua, we can't have a virtual hakrava to the sitra achra. A virtual hakrava to Hashem Baruch Hu, that works. To the sitra achra, we can't have a virtual hakrava. And therefore, because lo yagurucha Ra, right? Ve'im she'im zidracha. Motzei dvarim yuvan hatam she'ein omrim rak sayi l'chaper bilvad chatas kippurim. In the tefillah and musaf, we say sayi l'chaper, and we don't speak about the sayi l'azazel because we don't want to mention it because it's not takanish baruch hu. It's the zidracha, and therefore we have some type of minhag of shechting an animal before Yom Kippur, which is a zecher to the sitra to the hakrava of the sayir hamishtalech. So I want to wish everybody Gemar Chaskim Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillos, which we zocha to Hashnas Chaim B'Shalom, and